I'm Craig Adams.
I'm Susie Peters.
Larry right over there doing the news.
Yes, he is.
The good, the bad, the ugly, you rearrange them any way you want. 11 after 8, 75 degrees, heading toward near 90, very humid day, as we try to make the most of our hot summer already. And a woman to help us do that is Emmy Award winner Jennifer Jolly with her hottest life hacks. Now, Jennifer, I've got to tell you, when I heard about hottest life hacks, I thought, what the heck is a hack? So fill us in.
Well, life hacks are all the rage these days. You know how there are just certain things we've been doing a particular way forever. We don't know how we learned. We don't know why we do it this way. But then all of a sudden, somebody comes up with a genius idea, and they show you a different way to do it, and you're like, oh my gosh, that saves me time, that saves me money, and most of all, that saves me sanity. So I'm a tech life editor, so I looked at tech tools and tech hacks that are very similar. You just learn a different way to do it or something new, and oh my gosh, it's like the whole world opens up, and you're just amazed that you didn't know these things before.
Now, Jennifer, I am addicted to my smartphone. I love it. I can't be without it. I think I know almost everything there is to know about it, but then there are some things that, like, I wish I could make it do better. Like, one thing is, you know, we have an app here at WEOL so that you can stream our, we do a lot of high school games and the Crushers baseball that we broadcast on our stream, so you can listen to it on your smartphone if you're out in the backyard. But my phone is not that loud, so sometimes I think, I wish I could, like, turn it into sort of more of a sound system.
That's exactly right. You know, the smartphone amplifiers, in terms of music, it's amazing to walk around with 1,000 different songs on your phone or to be able to stream your local news, your local sports, but it's kind of lacking in the Bluetooth or speaker department, lacking in the speaker department. So take a plastic cup. I'm going to play a little bit of music here, and I want you to hear. So this is without anything. There's the sound. Now I'm going to just put it inside an empty plastic cup. Listen to this. Without and with. So hopefully you can hear that over the radio waves there. It boosts, a plastic cup can amplify, act as a speaker, cheap, free, easy way to boost up your jams without a whole lot of trouble and definitely on the cheap side.
That's amazing. I never would have. Who discovered that? Why would anybody try that?
Well, you know, you think about it, and you guys know a whole lot more about audio than I do. But
I don't know about that.
You know, it contains the sound and then pumps it back out in a different kind of space. And even better than a plastic cup is a ceramic bowl. That adds a lot of bass back in. And if you toss a cloth, if you hear a little tinniness, toss a cloth on the bottom of that ceramic bowl, and it really cuts down on reverb. And, you know, it's like adding three more buttons to your volume.
That is a particularly good advice, you know, to put on the picnic table when you're getting the summer picnic ready. How about the beach? Do you have any tips for going to the beach with your technology?
Well, you definitely want to be sure to keep it waterproof. You can stick it in a Ziploc bag. You can buy a special waterproof container for it. You know, you can, you know, keep it out of the water. You also don't want to set it directly in the sun. You know this, like when it sits on your glove, on your dashboard or somewhere in your car, and all of a sudden you can't turn it on at all, and you think, oh my gosh, I'm without my phone and I'm going to die. You just have to cool it off. If you have a way to get it into a refrigerator, stick it in the refrigerator. Usually 1 to 2 minutes will cool it off enough. And the other thing, you know, we're at the beach. And we're surfing. We're surfing the internet. The average person surfs the web about 70 minutes a day, looking around for who knows what online. If you use Bing search engine and you sign up for Bing Rewards, it's free, it takes just a few minutes, then every single second you spend surfing, you're racking up points, reward credits, and just like frequent flyer miles, you can get stuff for free. So you don't even have to spend much time searching, just what you're already doing. And you can get Amazon, Starbucks, Toys R Us, Sephora, Hulu Plus, gift certificates. You can even get gift certificates for gas in your car and then you can take the ultimate summer road trip.
Jennifer Jolly is our guest this morning. Jennifer, I've got an older cell phone, and maybe you just touched upon this momentarily, a moment ago, but the battery doesn't hold a charge for very long. Is there anything I can do if I don't have a charger nearby to maintain a charge?
Sure. There's a lot of little things that you can do to eke out a couple more minutes when you really need that smartphone. You can turn off Wi-Fi, go into your settings. These are very, very simple, easy things to get to through the menu in your settings. Turn off Wi-Fi. Turn off Bluetooth. You can dim the screen and disable location settings. Those will help immediately to add a couple minutes back in. You can also set your email. If you get emails on your phone all the time, you can set it to just receive it when you push a specific button so that it's not just looking all the time for the latest, greatest email. And so those are really simple ways to add a lot of time back on to that kind of dying battery. You know, once whoever figures out how to make your battery life last longer on smartphones will that'll be the king in our world. You know, that'll be the best thing since sliced bread, because all these gadgets are only as good as they can stay on.
That's so true. I had a friend visiting this past weekend, and of course, every place we went, we had to take the selfie because that's mandatory now, and that was putting a little bit of a drain on the battery. But also, you know, I have a problem because I have these like short little T-Rex kind of arms, and so it's really hard to get the full
picture.
Can I quote you
on that?
No. Do you have any tips for that, for getting like a better picture on a selfie?
Well, snapping a selfie with those tiny T-Rex arms is so 2013. You can remotely trigger the shutter of many smartphone cameras using your headphones. That's right, the headphones that come with many smartphones these days, or if you've upgraded to a special, hotter, more awesome set of earbuds, if they have a plus-minus online control, volume control, which many of them do, just below the right speaker, you can hit the plus button. That acts as a remote shutter for your smartphone.
No way.
It's kind of like back in elementary school, and the guy would say, hey, look here, and he'd push that little button, and you hear it snap. Really great way to get rid of that hideous selfie arm. No more awkward angles. All you have to, you know, you at least get the 2 to 3 feet length of your headphone cables.
Summer is here. A lot of people heading out to the beach, certainly this past weekend in the city of Lorain. Jennifer, if people want to get more life hacks, how can they do that?
Well, you can find out, read about all of these at Bing.com or my website, JenniferJolly.com. And we also show you in video how to do each of these and more at TechNow at USAToday.com.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing those ideas with us.
Thank you. Have a wonderful summer.